Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Christine Maffa, the Clinical Editor at AJN.
And we're here to cover the June highlights for the journal for this month. On the cover this month, we're very happy to have a photo of Ann Mitchell and Vicki Galley. These are two of the Texas nurses who were arrested after they reported a physician to the state medical board for unsafe practices. Exoneration came only after nearly 2 years, a nightmarish 2 years, during which they were fired from their jobs, charged with misuse of official information. In February of this year, they were exonerated, and in a kind of an ironic twist of events, those who prosecuted them were charged with essentially the same offenses as they were charged, and the decision has been that it has been an unlawful and vindictive prosecution, and both Ann Mitchell and Vicki Galley did get a settlement from the county. However, it has been a nightmare for them, and you can listen to a podcast interview I did with them by going to our podcast tab on AJNonline.com. So we have them on the cover because they're coming forward to blow the whistle on this physician practices is in sharp contrast to what's reported in our feature article, one of our feature articles this month. In 2008, the Las Vegas area hepatitis C outbreak occurred, and this occurred in part because nurses at two endoscopy clinics failed to step forward and report on safe practices. As a result of this, the Nevada Nurses Association went to their legislator to enact whistleblower protection for nurses, but the legislation wanted more data in the sense of, you know, were nurses indeed fearful of reporting unsafe practices? So the Nevada Nurses Association commissioned Lisa Black to survey Nevada nurses about their experiences, and she reports the results in this issue. So it's a very interesting study, and I think is a good model for other states to follow. So it's a very interesting all around.
And we have another CE article this month, which is starting off our series, a four-part series on postmenopausal health. This first article is on menopausal hormone therapy. There's a lot of information out right now, studies. With every new study, people are given new direction. Yes, take hormones. No, they're no good for you. So Karen Rausch, the author of this article, is trying to get down to the truth and help nurses to see through all of these various research articles that are available and to help guide patients on what's the best choice for them.
So we're going to have more women's health, postmenopausal women's health, and upcoming issues. I think the next one is osteoporosis. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and that'll be in the July issue. So another article we have, another feature is from our emerging infections column, and it's pertussis on the rise. Pertussis, many people will remember, is one of those early vaccines children get. It's long considered a childhood illness, but it has been on the rise since the mid-90s, and there's been a sharp increase in incidence since the early 2000s. So this article covers kind of the situation of waning immunity kind of focuses on unvaccinated children as being especially vulnerable and provides some clinical information for nurses.
And then we have a feature on at the heart of the fever, Kawasaki disease. A child comes in with a rash, fever, and peeling skin on the hands and feet, and what do you think of? Kawasaki disease. But what's more important is the risk of coronary aneurysms, which could potentially be fatal. So this is a recap of what's going on with Kawasaki's and what's the latest research available.
Okay. And we also have in the news this month, we have some information on situation around unions and collective bargaining rights and how the states in the last couple of months have been pushing back and trying to limit people's ability to collective bargaining, and that, of course, includes nurses. And some other articles on assessing adiposity. We have an AJN Reports on the Hospital Equality Network and TCAB, which are initiatives of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation around nursing. What else do we have, Christine?
We have a looking back on the Ruota Proedi in Florence, Italy.
And that was what again?
That's a foundling hospital. Back when it was dangerous to be a single mother, women were able to abandon infants at this hospital, but there's a big wheel, and you essentially put the baby into what looks like a tiny little cabinet, and when you spin the wheel, the opening goes to the other side where nurses, I think they may have been nuns, would then take the child and raise it or see that it got to a proper orphanage.
We also have a correspondence from abroad on building the nursing workforce in Malawi. So we have a lot of variation in this month's issue, and we hope you find it helpful and interesting. And online, we have some supplemental digital content that goes with our looking back. There's quite a bit of history that goes with that, and we didn't have room for it, all of it in print, but it was so interesting, we put the rest of it online. So I hope you check out our website, ajnonline.com.
And become a Facebook fan.
We're almost up to 10,000 fans now, so please help us get there. And we're on Twitter, and we have a blog, AJN Off the Charts. And on the blog, actually, you'll find some blogging that I did from the International Council of Nurses meeting in Malta. And there's been a very active blog at the end of mid-May from Susan Hassmiller, who's been volunteering with the Red Cross in the tornado-stricken areas in the south. And she's been doing daily posts about what she's seeing and experiencing there. So it's really interesting. And I hope you'll check that out as well. So thank you. Until next month, this is Sean Kennedy, the editor-in-chief of AJN.
And Christine Moffa, the clinical editor.
And this is Christine's last regular broadcast because Christine is heading back to the clinical area, and we wish her well, and we'll probably have her on as a guest at some point. So thanks for listening.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks.